A sting operation in Las Vegas is getting national attention tonight because the two people arrested in an alleged plot to kill police officers are part of a nationwide movement that many people may not know about. It's called the Sovereign Citizen Movement. And the Americans who are part of it reject government authority and the courts that will try them. More tonight from our justice correspondent, Pete Williams.
Las Vegas officials say the plan to detain and kill police officers was hatched by two people who claim police lack the power to make arrests. Authorities charged David Allen Bruchet, age 42, and Devin Campbell Newman, 67, with attempted murder.
These two individuals were extremists in their beliefs and were actively plotting to kidnap and kill at least one Southern Nevada police officer.
Investigators say the two planned to follow police on patrol. When an officer made a traffic stop, the two would take the policeman away to a Las Vegas house where the officer would be tied up and ultimately killed. Newman told reporter Christine Kim of NBC affiliate KSNV that she's not violent.
I have never intended to harm or kidnap anyone.
Though she said the police often act without authority.
I feel that they are going far beyond what the Constitution allows.
Police say the two were members of an extremist movement called Sovereign Citizens. It has about 100,000 followers nationwide who believe that most of what the government does is illegitimate. A routine traffic stop of a minivan in Arkansas 3 years ago turned violent when a follower of Sovereign Citizens jumped out and began shooting. When it was over, two officers were killed.
The sovereign beliefs are so loopy that a small percentage cannot control themselves, and they resort to violence against the police or local authorities.
The FBI says most Sovereign Citizens are nonviolent, many charged with tax evasion, like James Turner of Alabama, sentenced last month to 18 years in prison.
You can be a U.S. citizen or you can be an American, but you can't be both. It's impossible.
The two in Las Vegas appeared briefly in court today, challenging its authority.
I do object to the entire proceedings of this court.
Both remain in jail until a court hearing in 2 weeks. Pete Williams, NBC News, Washington.